Bar Talk.
Tell me what's on your mind, baby. This time. Tell me what's on your mind, baby. This time. Tell me what's on your mind, baby. This time. Tell me what's on your mind, baby. This time.
So you asked what made me start a podcast, what was I thinking about, why did I start it, what was my experience, right, in the beginning. So the beginning stages, like I've shared before, I was already setting up hosting Bar Talks discussions in the community, and we would also go out on location, and sometimes I would set up in studio. But typically we were already in bars, or in a bar, and specifically in the Woodbridge, Virginia area. Well, back in maybe 2017, I wanted to go into podcasting. I saw it coming. I saw that, you know, that podcasting could live forever. I knew that physically, you know, emotionally, financially, I mean, I looked at all these things, and I knew I did not want to be setting up all the time. In studio or out at bars and things like that, you know, kind of competing with whatever that bar was doing that day, serving the patrons. You know, I didn't want to continue to compete with that. I wanted to have a space that was created for intimate conversations, and why not podcast? So I had gotten invited to take my show to a different studio, and I was like, okay, cool, you know, I can do that. But when I presented my proposal to the producer of the show, a black man, he said no, podcasting was not the way to go. It was becoming obsolete, and that I need to be in front of a camera. Queenie, you know, your Bar Talks, you are the Bar Talks brand, and we need you on the network. We need your face. And I felt a little bit discouraged. Needless to say, I didn't go with that particular network. And I was a bit salty. I was a little salty because I just felt like he did not know what he was talking about, to be quite honest with you. Intuition told me something different, and I needed someone to believe in that. And so, you know, a few people supported me. Some didn't even understand what podcasting was. I mean, they, you know, they just knew Queenie showing up, you know, hosting the show. So I just started podcasting. And I was working with a few people that didn't necessarily know the ins and outs of podcasting. I had been studying it. I'm such a visual learner. I needed someone to show me the ropes versus telling me. So I was, you know, collecting, you know, and engaging with a few people here and there, reaching out through social media and various places. I would go to different support groups about podcasting. And honestly, it wasn't a lot of people that looked like me there. So I knew at that moment that I was onto something, to be honest. And so I just kept going, and I pushed, and I had help. But again, if you have help that doesn't really understand the vision and doesn't really understand where you're trying to take it based on their inexperience in a thing, like a lot of people were just inexperienced in podcasting. I was more experienced in podcasting because I listen to podcasts on a regular. Like, I run outside 4 or 5 miles to a lecture. You know what I mean? So I listen to TED Talks, not because someone forced me, because I want to. So podcasting for me, it was natural. It was a natural progression. But somewhere in my head, I kept hearing that brother's voice telling me that it was going to become obsolete and that I shouldn't do it. And so I struggled internally with that. But, you know, even though I struggled, I continued to order, you know, microphones. I continued to learn about sound and, you know, all these other, I didn't have a MacBook, you know, but I saw a lot of work being done with MacBooks. And here I am with an Android and an HP PC, you know. And so I kind of kept feeling discouraged, but I was like, whatever, you know. I know people that are podcasting with just, you know, a raggedy cell phone and a recorder, and then they just post it up there and they just use some nice graphics. And I'm a little bit more meticulous and a little more calculated when it comes to thinking things through. So I'm like, huh, I should be able to drop something as well. And so I did. You know, I mean, I had a lot of shows I wanted to transfer the audio from, or to extract the audio from, and you know, that were originally in live in the studio. And I had a lot of content. And so since I wasn't able to do that, I kind of felt like I had to start over. And sometimes you will, you know, you will have to start over. You will have to, you know, begin again and again and again. And you know, people won't believe you, won't believe in you. They'll just be waiting to see what you're going to do. And then maybe they'll applaud you. Maybe they'll give you a high five, but the grinding is going to be on you. The thought process is going to be on you. And it definitely was on me, you know? So once I finally decided I'm not going to go into the studio anymore. I'm going to stick with this. I did just that. And now look where we are. Here it is. I've been podcasting now for a lot of things I didn't release because I would just podcast and listen to myself and then I would critique it and be like, it ain't good enough. But here we are, 2020. And there are so many podcasters out there and there are a lot of podcasters of color out there. When I was going out to these meetings back in 2017, I can tell you it was not many people that were podcasting that look like me at all. And when I go in a room, it'd be a lot of men that were podcasting. And if they were Black, they were men. And it would be maybe one or two of us kind of, you know, out of place, urbanistic chicks, you know, of color sitting in a room, you know, filled with a whole bunch of other people, you know, that's been doing this for a long time or, you know, what have you. So it's come full circle. So to the brother that said it was going to be obsolete, and to the brother that said that, no, you know, we need you, your face in the camera. We don't want you, you know, behind the scenes, podcasting. People ain't listening to it anymore. You're wrong. You were wrong. And I even now see themselves, the same people, because, you know, we're still in the same circle. They're podcasting. They're putting a lot of their team on social media in a podcast platform or on a podcast platform. Isn't that funny how that works out? But listen, no shade. It's all good. There's room for everybody. And what is for you is for you. And I believe that we should all have the ability and opportunity to live out our wildest dreams. So if podcasting is your dream, do it. There's someone that's going to listen, you know, and do it. Just do it. Don't let no one stop you from doing it. There's a lot of resources out there, but you're your best resource. Do it. So your girl, Queenie Love from Bar Talks, wishing you all well on your journey. Happy podcasting, everybody.